This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Everything comes together just in time. Joe Mussini, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us, you know, on the air. And you hear the spiel every night. You know that I mean what I'm saying. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time that, you know, some of you send me emails on a pretty regular basis. And it's all good. It's all cool. I mean, I'm good with it all. But I mean, seriously, I don't get upset if you're not on my side, if you would. And I know people look at it as sides. You know, you're on my side, you're on their side. There's no side. The only side there is the American side, right? And yeah, I know, I jumped into it again, didn't I? Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. And seriously, like the stories that have been posted. Sign up for the weekly email blast that we do. If you don't like emails, you can always, and we've been through this before, you can always do text messaging, right? Text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you know, you'll get an alert the show's going to start, in most cases. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And look, you got to get informed, you got it before you start engaging. I'm watching some of our people on Facebook and other places, and look, I don't put everything onto Facebook, if you would. Right? I mean, I don't think that whatever Facebook says is real, whatever I see you guys doing on Facebook is real, but we love making fun of the left for misinformation, for putting out wrong and crazy stories. So we see something come back your, what is it, your news line or whatever it's called? Don't just post it. Check it out. Find it on, you've heard me say this before, find it on two other major sources. And if you can find it on two other major sources, even if it's just a blip, then it's true. But if you find it on some kind of, like, you know, whacked or fairly hardcore right site, I mean hardcore, look for it in other places. Let's make sure that what you're putting out there you can stand behind. So that we don't look like them. We don't act like them, if you would. So you heard me talking the other night that Gavin Newsom has decided to allow us, his graciousness, to start going to church again. To open up the church, but well, not really everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because seriously, when you think about it, let me see, 25%. The churches can open up to 25% capacity. Anybody listening? Think about this. And when you open up like that, when you have that going on, What are you gonna do? I think I figured this out the other day. If you have a church with 1,000 people in it, you're gonna have like 20 services in one day. It's craziness. And then on top of that, you know, to show you how godless these people are, and I don't mean it as a joke. I mean it for real. It shows you how godless these people are, and you can't receive communion. They don't understand how important communion is. What they're looking at is how the Catholics still receive communion. I believe the Catholics still, to a big deal, you could take it yourself and or the priest gives it to you, right? The blessed, yeah, you could tell I was an altar boy. The blessed hosts are kept separate than the unblessed hosts, and they're all in one cup. So, but when you go to, you know, a mainstream Christian church, you have the little juice cups, right? Anybody remember? You have the little juice cups, and in the juice cups, they're sealed. And then on top of the juice cup, there's another seal that has the wafer on it. You get the whole cup in your hand. You open it up yourself. So what's the problem? Where's the science here that these people keep talking about? And we all know, hey, between you and me, we know that the Democrats are not using any kind of science whatsoever on this. I mean, seriously, think about it. When you look at the numbers, as they come in, actually, it's the opposite, but there is no science or data right now that proves that lockdowns work. None. Absolutely none. Matter of fact, the early lockdown states are doing no better than states that didn't lock down at all, locked down late. Again, you have to deal with percentages. You cannot deal with raw numbers. And everybody's going, oh, come on, right? They don't want you to go to outside. I mean, all the MSNBC, ABCD, EFG announcers are telling you, you got to stay inside. The doctors, you got to stay inside. But yet you told us for decades that you had to go outside and you had to play in the sun and you had to get fresh air in and you had to get your vitamin D. I mean, you told us all this for years and all of a sudden it doesn't work with a virus of some kind. Outside air, outside sun, sweating, all that does you good. It's healthy for you. In a recent study that was done, they studied 318 virus clusters, you know, where you have a massive breakout one way or the other on this virus. Right? These aren't Joe's numbers. 317 of the 318 infections or in infected areas, they spread faster indoors than they did outdoors. So why are they telling us to stay inside? Right? I mean, they're so sure that they got you. They're so sure that you'll do everything. They don't even say, hey, we know that it's good for you. You know what? Go outside your backyard. Work it out with the other apartment people so you're not so close. But you got to get outside and get some fresh air. No, they don't do that. So we'll see your host, Brad Jacobs, joins us after the break. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, be aware, get engaged, know what's going on, know what you're talking about, please. You know, again, I begged you in the first segment, just don't be them. Make sure you're informed, make sure you're aware, make sure you've got the information you need before you really make, I'll say, a butt of yourself. How's that? We'll leave it at that. Anyhow, I don't know if Brad, you back on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay. So, like we do every week, and I know you're all waiting for this, but Brad Dacus joins us, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Love when he's on with me. Before we get to the topic at hand, Brad, because I know we get rolling and we run out of time, so tell people how they can help you and what they can do to help PJI.
Oh, certainly. We greatly appreciate, especially now with our important litigation challenging governor's abuse of power. They can go to our website. It's PJI.org. PJI.org, and there they can sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter, which I highly recommend people to do. It's without charge. Mm-hmm. And they can also support our work. It's a tax-deductible donation, nonprofit. And we have so many cases. We have 47 cases in active litigation, and that's before the pandemic. Now we've got countless numbers of churches all across the country who are petitioning us for representation, for counsel. We have so many from the East Coast. We went just this week. We opened an office, a permanent office in New York City, serving New Jersey and the state of New York, because we're getting so many requests for assistance, and they don't know where to turn. And we're unique in that we make sure everyone gets help, so we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. So needless to say, there's a lot of people right now needing help, individuals as well as churches and synagogues, and who are being told that their religious freedom doesn't amount to much.
Well, here's I don't know if you heard the first segment, but here's a telltale sign for me. So when Governor Newsom and other governors, they put out these edicts and they say, okay, you can get together, only 25% of the church can meet, and no communion. And I'm saying, all right, communion is very important. I mean, for real Christians, communion is very important part of either the service and or a lot of churches do it once a month or what have you. And he apparently has only seen old movies of the Catholic Church where the priest, you know, he grabs the host and he gives it to you and he puts it on your tongue and the whole nine yards. That has all changed. You can still do that or you can take it yourself in a Catholic church. In mainstream Christian churches, unless something has changed drastically, you get a little cup of juice that is covered and sealed. Then you get a wafer that's covered and sealed and it's handed to you. Right? And you open it fresh. And I'm going, this guy, you know, I mean, he's a heathen's heathen. He doesn't really understand. I mean, seriously.
No.
How is he going to fight this in court?
Yeah, it's very unreasonable. You know, we at Pacific Justice Day, we filed our lawsuit in federal court. It's in Sacramento, the Eastern District Federal Court, on behalf of churches and their rights to be able to be treated equally and fairly like everyone else. We have businesses opened up, retail's opened up, and I think that's great. I'm glad they're all opened up. The shopping malls are opened up and already, and like in Sacramento area, Galleria Westgate Shopping Mall is fully opened already. And so, but churches are being treated terribly different, and we're told they couldn't open at all. Now they're told, well, we'll let you open, but only 25% occupancy and no more than 100. Whatever's less, not whatever's most, whatever's less. So if you have a church with a 50-person occupancy, and like your classic little white chapel, okay?
Right.
Like so let's say you have that. Well, then you can only have 12 people in your church that Sunday. And then let's say you have a big church. Say you have, like, you know, 3,500. I've talked to pastors in that situation. They're told, well, you can only have 100. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute have actually looked at this, dissected it very, very closely. And we've got some holes that we found. And we're going to talk about those holes that give churches actually a greater legal opportunity to function despite what seems to be right there on that piece of paper regarding that judge's regarding the governor's order. And we're going to talk about that on Thursday, this Thursday at 2 p.m. You need to register. We have a limit, only up to 1,000, so it's preferably for pastors, church leaders, but others. On how they can reopen their church sooner than what the governor has alluded to. But without question, it is still outrageous, and it's unreasonable that churches should have a different set of rules in terms of spacing than other places like restaurants, et cetera. Just doesn't make sense.
No, you know what? I know you're going to get mad at me for saying this, but I've been telling people, go to church. Just go. I want pictures of them, video of them dragging you out. Okay, because I don't see them dragging anybody out of, you know, supermarkets and other places like that, too. You go to Lowe's, you go to Home Depot. I'm sorry. So the governor came out and he said with the churches, you could only have, what was it, 25% of your capacity, right? So
right. When
you go to Lowe's store, Home Depot store, they have these little, in California anyway, the fire department puts up these little signs in there. It says, you know, capacity for the store is 125 people, right? So I'm going, just sit there with a clicker and count them. And then that way there you can say, hey, wait a minute, how come my church can't open, but you can have all these people here buying, you know, necessary items like garden flowers? I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's clearly unequal and it's unfair. And I believe that, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to have justice served. We have to go all the way to the Supreme Court. But we're going to fight this because irrespective of what happens in the next month or two, we want to make sure that the right case law is set. There were a couple lawsuits that were filed earlier in California. They were probably too early. We told them they were filing it too early. We chose we did not want to participate. They didn't argue some points that should have been argued. And so now we've got some bad case law. We want to make sure that we get this corrected. And we at Pacific Justices are committed to making sure that that's done so that this doesn't affect generations. We need to hold government at bay. This shows what happens when people get in office and they have absolute power, because absolute power corrupts absolutely. And their perception that they have that power, we can see how dangerous that is and why it needs to be put into check.
It's not just a perception, though. Who's stopping them? I mean, who's stepping up and stopping that? Look, I'm not suggesting we become like they did, smashing windows and burning down parks and stepping on police, tramping on police cars. But we're going to have some civil disobedience. That might mean 100 of you chaining yourself together in the church. Let them come get you. But, I mean, the reality is they're not divvying this out equally. They're beating their brains out to try to figure out how to get, for instance, in the school districts. The governor's talking about not forcing, but kind of pseudo-mandating that the schools open. And the way the school's going to open is you're going to force the six-foot limit. Now, let me tell you what. We may have 2,000 in my district. We might have 2,000, 2,500 kids on a school campus. How easy do you think it's going to be? How much success are we going to have in enforcing a six-foot rule? And you can answer that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Brad Davis. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is mourning the tragic death of a black man, George Floyd, during an arrest in Minneapolis Monday night. It's resulted in the firing of the four officers involved. On a cell phone video, Floyd is heard begging for air. Four police officers were responding to a call about counterfeiting on Monday night. Floyd is pinned to the ground by a white officer with his knee on the back of his neck. People in the crowd plead with the officer to ease up on him.
Don't gotta sit there with your knee on his neck, bro.
About 4.5 minutes after the video starts, Floyd appears motionless. But the officer doesn't remove his knee until Floyd's apparently listless body is rolled onto the stretcher. He was pronounced dead later at a hospital. The FBI and state investigators are now probing the death. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Guys, you ever notice that that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, EFC, they all work overtime to cover for the ills of the Democrat Party? When I say that, I'm talking about, like, you know, right now they're trying to cover for Cuomo's total mishandling of that whole, you know, the whole, you know, thing where they had the older folks going into the homes and how he was forcing them. He actually wrote a letter. There's a letter that came out of his office, and somebody got a hold of the letter, posted it up on Twitter, and then beat their brains out to get it down from there because they didn't want anybody to see it. But too many people had already grabbed copies of it. But he won't take responsibility for it. He's still blaming President Trump. This is a sickness, people. This is an illness. When you make it, this is like your 17-year-old son who gets in a car accident, then he blames you because you let him use the car. This is exactly what Cuomo's doing. So anyhow,
right.
Yeah, we'll do the. And that voice you heard from beyond, Brad Dinkins, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. I know, Brad, I know it's kind of off topic as to what we're talking about, but over my shoulder for breaking news, I keep a TV rolling. And I'm watching all these excuses from the other news sources. With Cuomo saying, you know, well, that's because the president didn't give him what he needed in time. Well, how do you send these people to nursing homes who don't have the equipment to begin with? And you could be sending them to hospitals that weren't full. He sent them there to die. There's no question right. about it in my mind. But anyway, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I will say that what he did is on his watch. He made the decision. He's responsible. Was he lacking foresight, forethought, lack of understanding of how nursing homes operate and how disease spreads? Maybe. Okay, maybe. But he can't blame it on someone else. And I just wish he'd be more of a man and to come up and say, and step up and say, this was a mistake. This was a fault of judgment on my part. And I hope all Americans learn from this so we don't, so the other governors don't make the same mistake and move on. But he's not. And that's very telling, I think, with regards to who they have as a governor in New York.
Yeah, amen. No, I am with you. And you see it in place after place after place. And actually, Governor Newsom won't even respond to it. A friend of mine in Texas said he got a note today, or he got a letter, if you would, from California governor, and it said that he's looking for bids to supply 50 million masks a month to the state for the next 5 years. Now, what does that tell you that he's looking to do? All right? I mean, 50 million masks a month, and the majority of those, obviously, they're going to go to schools, and that's what he's looking to do, education, other places like that. They'll go to our first responders and what have you. 5 years is what bothers me. 5 years, what are you up to?
That is very disturbing because everyone knows this is not going to be around 5 years from now, unless he's planning something else. With that is really bizarre that he would even think that way. Looks like the projections are that we're going to have the vaccine, if everything goes right, at least one or two vaccines being to start distribution in December is what's actually forecast by Dr. Fauci and others. So once we have the vaccines, we have herd immunity. And we'll have herd immunity even without the vaccines by this time next year, easily. So that's very disturbing of what he's doing with our resources, considering the state budget is $58 billion in the red.
Right now.
So,
and
right now.
There are $181 billion in the red when it comes to pensions and stuff that you don't even see on the general ledger. This state is in some serious financial trouble. And the Dems running around talking about how it's the fifth largest economy on the planet. You go, great, it's the first largest debtor on the planet, too. So I don't know what to tell you. But we'll head back to the church stuff because I don't want to get too far upfield on this one here. But because, I mean, people need to realize that part of this is, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Don't just wait for your pastor what to do. Because the pastors, as much as they tell you they're not, and I'll say this, you don't have to chime in, Brad, but as much as they say that they're not political, they are political. Listen to them speak. Listen to what they're putting up there. Listen to what they're talking about. We are not, as Christians, we are not to follow the rules of the land, or the laws of the land, if they go against God's word. That's number one. Number two is, this is aimed at religious organizations. Look what they did in New York. What was it, 2 weeks ago? De Blasio went in there and yanked Jews out of synagogue during prayer time. He wouldn't have done that in a Muslim organization. There's no way he would have done that. Matter of fact, I still get pictures of Muslims praying in the streets of New York, and he's not shutting them down. And if you look at the pictures, they're not 6 feet apart unless they've changed the measurement standard. So anyhow, California, Oregon, Michigan, these guys are acting like the Gestapo, like dictators, aren't they?
They definitely are, and that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute have been very aggressive in contesting it in court, but also out of court, giving guidance to local governments on how to stand up to it and how to open up churches again in their communities. And also we've been very aggressive in terms of understanding, not only what the governor's new guidelines are, but how churches can deal with it, churches and synagogues in terms of these new restrictions. Like, for example, we're going to talk about this, like I said, once again on our Thursday show, this Thursday at 2 p.m., more of the specifics. So if you have a pastor or church leaders, have them on the call. They can register on our website, pji.org. Anyway, but we're going to, one of the things he forgot to mention, the governor didn't mention, is outdoor services. So he says churches can reopen. It gives restrictions, but the restrictions are predominantly applicable to indoor services. So as far as like the limitation, 25% occupancy, well, that's an enclosed facility, or 100 people. That's dealing with one room. That's dealing per room, not per whole campus. So as it turns out, I think we're going to see a lot of churches take advantage of that, which was left out, and pursuant to our counsel, they're going to be having outdoor services. Those churches that have the ability to do so have the land. Unfortunately, a lot of churches, particularly in urban areas, they don't have a big, 1 acre field to spread people out on. So that's going to be definitely more problematic. And for those, we're advising them about how they can, looking at the law on its face, looking at his guidelines on the face, his dictates. They can use other rooms and have screens, TV screens and others from the main worship center, and they can spread that out all over their church campus to try to accommodate much more than just 100 or 25% of one particular sanctuary.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. In Los Angeles, I mean, in California, for some of you who may not know, the governor has kind of eased up on some of the restrictions, except in Los Angeles County, the largest county. I think it's the largest county in the country. But even so, he's not allowing local governments to decide when they can open, when they can't open, what they can do, what they can't do. it's so wrong on so many levels. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's clear and blatant unequal treatment, and it's easy to see it by just looking at what other states have done and how other states, Texas, Florida, I mean, you go most of the states in the country, the red states, they're just, it's almost verbatim, you know, Republican governors versus Democrat governors. Republican governors are saying, let freedom ring. We're going to be responsible. We're going to preserve our jobs. We're going to let economy things open up. Boom, boom, boom. The governors of the blue states, it's almost like they want their states' economies to nosedive. Just so, I mean, some people speculate it's because they want to keep Trump from being elected president. So they just want to bring down the economy. What they don't realize is that the victims are the voters of their states.
Yep.
And I think many voters are going to realize, you know, if we'd had a Republican governor, we'd had our jobs back and we'd be up and running and we wouldn't have lost our house, lost our car, and who knows what else. And it's simply for one reason. It's because you have a Democrat occupying as governor in your state versus in a red state. And I think people are going to realize that it's so cut and dry. It's so crystal clear. I think there will be some accountability this November.
I hope you're right. Like I said, you have a lot more faith in our people than I do sometimes. You know, the numbers came out and more studies are coming out. And you're seeing that the states that did early and hardcore lockdowns are doing no better than the states who did late lockdowns and or didn't do any at all. The numbers don't, the percentages don't change. I wish people would stop using numbers. Percentages don't change.
There's also some other things I think is real important to notice where the red states are actually better off. And we could talk about that and we'll come back.
Please, let's do that. Joe, that's the problem with doing it with another radio guy. They hear the music and go, yep, I'm done. Let's go. All right, Joe Mesid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Brad will be with me on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
I'm just going to let it play out a minute because I just love his voice.
Ain't that a
I didn't much care for his lifestyle, if you would, but he's got a great voice. My wife calls him Mr. Butter. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Yeah, come on, guys. I know you're all jealous, right? Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate your time. But let me bring him on because, I get him on once a week. There's so much to get through. And you know, some of you, and Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Institute, chime in on this because one of the arguments I'm having with some of my listeners over the last few weeks, they keep saying, you know, President Trump needs to go in there. He needs to do what he needs to do, open all these states up, force them to... I go, stop. Stop. You're exactly wanting him to do what you wanted Obama not to do. Okay? You're exactly wanting him to break the law. He can't just wave a wand and force the states to open and force the states to open the churches. There are processes he has to go through to kind of make some of that stuff happen. He can use a Commerce Clause, for instance, for some of the things these states are doing to shut themselves down. But give me your sage statement on the fact that the president cannot wave a wand, cannot break the law, and force these governors just to open up. Kenny?
No, I don't believe he can. He can do some of those maneuvers he might be able to make, hold back grant funding. He's done that before, and which has been fantastic, particularly when you see, for example, the illegal, states were giving money to illegal immigrants that did not qualify for it,
yep.
That would have otherwise gone to others. That was within his realm to say, okay, we'll hold back, have back the funding if you're going to appropriate in a way that is unlawful and illegal. So he can do that. He can also authorize his Attorney General's Office, Department of Justice, to aggressively go after those governors and support cases like the one we have, for example, in Oregon, or the one we have in California against the governor. And that's, I think, something we're going to see build in the future as well. But there are limitations. You can't just simply wave a wand and just say,
right,
you know, I'm here by the king and you have to do it. No, we have a separation of powers, and we have, you know, state governments and federal governments, and we have to respect those, and that's very important.
Yeah, and Barr, I'm loving listening to Barr and watching his body language when he's at the podium these days. You know, he was talking. He sent a few warning shots, not just to governors, but he sent a few warning shots, like to the LA city mayor. You know, we're going to be watching you. You cannot push these draconian measures to people around you. You know,
exactly.
Talking about shutting off water to these stores that he won't allow to open. Think about it.
Yeah. It's
scary.
Yeah, I'm really glad that the Attorney General is weighing in the way he is. He's not a milquetoast. He means what he says and says what he means, and I think he's being taken very seriously, as he should be. But those in government, they need to realize they're still under the United States Constitution. And whether you're mayor of Los Angeles or the governor of California or New York or wherever, Washington State, you're going to be held accountable to the Constitution. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, it's our job to step in and file the lawsuits to make sure that that's done. And that's just what we're doing.
Well, all right. So let's hit something again. You and I have hit this a couple of times. Some people are really slow in the uptake. So basic points happening here. I mean, the Constitution does not get put on pause. Does it get wiped out? Does it get rolled up and put away because we have a pandemic or some kind of major issue? However, they do have a right to freeze some of these rights for a very short period of time till they get things figured out under control, correct?
Yes, but even then, I think this is real important. The Ninth Circuit, in a recent decision dealing with one of the cases that was filed against the governor, it was a 2-1 decision. Well, the dissenting judge made a really good point in ruling. He would have ruled that the governor overstepped his boundaries because he said, just because you have an emergency doesn't mean that the First Amendment rights suddenly just disappear and you just, the governor just needs to come up with just a rational basis, just a reason. No, he says, absolutely not. The First Amendment is still there. The government always has a burden to show a compelling state interest as long as those restrictions are in place, and they have to show and prove that those restrictions are the least restrictive possible for accomplishing that compelling state interest. And the dissenting opinion said clearly the governor has not done that and is clearly not being overly restrictive with regard to churches when you compare it with other institutions and entities like schools and others that are allowed to open. So that dissenting opinion has a bullseye, understands it. You know, practically speaking, yes, it can be put on hold. But even then, only if they're meeting the First Amendment requirements of a compelling state interest and where the regulations are narrowly tailored to be as narrow as possible to further that compelling state interest.
Yeah, again, it's so confusing for people because, you know, the bottom line with this, let's say there's we're in California, right? So we have a massive earthquake. And the governor says, look, you've got to stay home for a few days until we get this thing under control, or at least find out, you know, what roads are safe, what roads aren't safe. I would be okay with that. I mean, I know many of my listeners just cringed. I went, no, I'm not an engineer, okay? I'm not going to drive up to a bridge and go, hey, that looks pretty good to me, let's go. I want the engineer to tell me it's okay. But this, what's happened right now, has gone so far over. The things with the masks, for instance, you know, there is so much science to show that these are not healthy for you. They're not healthy for you having on a regular basis. We have friends that are a little older, not 80s, but we have friends that are a little older that work that are at work on a daily basis, and they've had to wear these masks 6, 7, 8 hours a day, and they're having some lung issues now. They have nothing to do with COVID, the virus. It has to do with the mask virus. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
There's going to be a problem. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And because the body exhales, and when it exhales, it wants to get that out so it can breathe in new air.
Yep.
That mask prevents that from happening the way it should. And I read about that too. You're right. People are having lung problems. These can, you know, can become very serious.
Yep.
We're looking, and also other consequences. This is how we were going to mention this earlier, but the why blue states are actually going to have more deaths, and that's because of the fact that the more we've had lockdown, and people in that situation, the more depression issue we've had, the suicides of Northern California. Oh. This came out. This is outrageous. The suicides just in the last month for this year, in the last month, have been greater than last year, all 12 months combined. And it's because of lockdown. States that don't have the lockdown don't have the same suicide. I'll say with cancer, the states that don't have the lockdown, like Texas, people are going back to their doctors. They're getting their physical exams. Oh, they're finding out they've got a small tumor. Boom, let's get that thing removed. In California, no. The longer the lockdown, the more people aren't getting their physical exams. They're not being treated for issues that they presently have. Cancer is going to be discovered farther along, beyond, and have a much less success rate, and we're going to have more fatalities and more people dying of cancer in California than proportionally. And that's what the studies have shown in terms of estimating the impact. Suicide, cancer, and there's other factors as well that makes it very unhealthy. That's why over 600 doctors wrote a letter to Dr. Fauci saying, please, we need to open up. We need to stop. This is unhealthy.
Yep.
And then Dr. Fauci comes out and says, yes, this is going to cause irreparable harm. We need to open up. 180-degree turn.
I can't stand these people because they do what's right for them. They do what you know, to your point a minute ago, I actually did that story last night. 1 year's worth of suicide attempts in 4 weeks. So in 4 weeks, because of this lockdown and what's going on. And I'll tell you what, people, Memorial Day, now I said it last night, and I wasn't trying to be cold about it. I'm not one of those guys that gets all caught up in the moment. You know, I have relatives that have passed on. I know where they are. I know I'm going to see them again. But Memorial Day, for a lot of people, they need to visit these grave sites. They need to go and talk and express and tell stories about Grandpa or Dad or whoever, you know, is buried there. And think of what this government did to you yesterday. Well, you need to think about that. Not Donald Trump, but your governor said, I'm sorry. You cannot go and give thanks or whatever it is you do at the gravesites of your loved ones. For some people, that's a major issue.
Right? Oh, yes. Yes, it is a major issue. And once again, it goes back to mental and emotional needs of individuals. You know, it's a part of the grieving process. It's a part of dealing with loss that can carry on. And so, no, it's just one example. Just one example of the impact and the price that people are paying. Mm-hmm. You know, people not interacting, loneliness, people who are by themselves. You know, it's
bad, and it's sad. It's
very sad. It's very telling. Very sad. And there's a price that's paid physically, mentally, emotionally. You know, we're having to deal with, but we wouldn't have to. If we had Republican governors in, you know, like Texas and Florida and other states that are really in touch with the needs of the people and are moving as quickly as they can responsibly and getting things moving again. And I say responsibly. They're not just saying, oh, forget this virus. They're being very systematic, very responsible, but very much on the pulse. And if we compare that with the governor of Michigan, you know, she's one of those authoritarian governors. Is she on the pulse? Oh, no. She's too busy thinking about taking out her vote.
I think she's third cousin to Adolf Hitler. But listen, we got to go real quick. PJI.org. PJI.org. You have got to support these organizations, people. You complain about some of this stuff. Here's a guy that's working at this and working hard at this. Brad, God bless. Thanks for doing what you do. We'll be back in a little bit. We're going to talk about voter fraud. It's real big down where Brad lives. And we're going to see more of this throughout the whole country this time. I'm Joe Messina.